side, and as he opens from Canfield and Woodland, and a lot of what I was going to say, you kind of wiped out. Delaying the vote is what I was going to ask for. I think it's really needed. Last Wednesday night, we were here, and a lot of people talked about trust issues, and so some of what I'm going to say is some of the reasons why I am afraid that my trust has been lost in different places. And one of them was the IB program. I know it's old, but the very first budget meeting that I, the very first board meeting I attended where the budget was presented, it was $200,000 for IB in the upcoming year. And I questioned why, when a program was going to be cut in half, why there's only going to be a $50,000 savings. And it was explained that you had commitments already in place that they had to play those through, and then in the future, the IB program would decline. But the final budget that was presented is a $77,000 cost. We never heard where you found the $123,000 savings. And I really feel that if it was more than just juggling numbers from one column to another, that that would have been made public before the levy, because that was a big key in the levy, whether or not you wanted the IB program to continue. So for me, that was a trust issue. And then the other thing is this ad that ran on the 20th, on the levy, full page ad in the press, and it says, if the levy fails, athletics, music, and debate are canceled. And that's very understandable, because there wouldn't be the money for it. But it also says that if the levy fails, all school district secretaries, custodians, crossing guards, groundkeepers, and maintenance staff would be laid off. Now, I don't see how we could expect principals to run the office or teachers to clean the building, but that's what this ad says. And if then also your advanced programs and remediation and technology would be phased out. So with that, I guess then would go the aides that go along with the remediation program. So that's all if the levy fails. So the levy passed, and I would hope that means that there are not going to be any cuts in the secretarial or the custodians or the remediation aides. Because if there are, I feel like this was false, it was misleading, and maybe you didn't pay for it, but your silence endorsed the ad. So we really need to not cut those positions and mislead the public, because there's going to be levies in the future, we have upcoming elections, and we need to be able to work together on these and work, because I appreciate the board, I think you do care, just what Ms. Conley said, I know that you have the best interest in heart, but we really need to make sure that we can trust each other and the public can trust us. Thank you.
Nancy, if I could respond to that for a minute. What that ad was born out of the fact that everything else remained the same. You know, if there was no other changes in the budget from this year with our obligations, that then in order to balance our books and have a balanced budget, not only would we have the $5 million worth of budget cuts that we're facing, but we would have had the $7.8 million worth of shortfall from the levy failing. And if you add the 7.8 and the 5 million, pretty soon, you know, the district is in dire circumstances. And so I worked with Mr. Briggs and said, and Mrs. Day, and I said, well, what could we do, you know, if that were the depth of the cuts we would have to make and still meet our legal and contractual obligations? And that was, unfortunately, the true scenario. However, the levy passed, that's the good news. But we still have $5 million worth of cuts to make. And hope that you saw the sheet that we've been passing around. We have worked hard to identify $3.2 million of those cuts already. But we do have some other areas that are potential cuts, but we'll see how things play out. And my hope would be not to cut secretaries or custodians any more than we already have. But there will be some cuts. And we said that over and over, right on our levy materials and every presentation we did around town. We said, unfortunately, we're in this absolutely horrible situation that even with the passage of the levy, we will have significant reductions. And I know that's difficult, and I know many people through the community and in our own organization don't. That just is a hard thing to come to grips with. But I do appreciate your comments, and we will work hard.
Jamie S.